En estas elecciones haz que tu voz cuente. Lleva a tus familiares y amigos a las urnas para que también voten. Tu voto cuenta. No permitas que otros decidan por ti. Las urnas permanecerán abiertas hasta las 8 de la noche. Por favor, no olvides llevar tu identificación a las urnas, porque tu voto cuenta, porque tu voto es tu voz. Vota.
I accept your nomination.
I am Joe Shikachi, Speaker of the Rhode Island House. We are the smallest state, but we have the biggest ideas. Home to the nation's first wind farm and historic act on climate, we continue leading the way on sustainability and housing. The deep blue ocean state is proud to cast one vote present and 34 ballots for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris! Yeah!
Welcome back to the Latino Public Radio 2024 Political Barbecue. My name is Dr. Larry Warner with United Way of Rhode Island. And for this segment, I'm glad to be joined by Pat Ford again from Coalition Network Radio, by Carlos Lopez Estrada, and Providence Councilman Juan Pichardo. Before we start the conversation, I want to bring up a theme that we've been talking about this evening, the importance of everyone voting. It's a right that has been fought for. A lot of people have made sacrifices over many years so that every eligible Rhode Islander or American citizen can cast their vote. And your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power. One of the ways that United Way of Rhode Island is helping Rhode Islanders exercise their vote is through our Get Out the Vote activities, which we've named United We Vote RI. And the website, UnitedWeVoteRI.org, has a lot of information about voter registration, important dates and deadlines, where you can vote, how you can vote, and a toolkit for community organizations that work with residents to help them register to vote and exercising their vote. So all of that can be found on the website UnitedWeVoteRI.org. Some of the things that we are prioritizing this election season is voter education and outreach, helping people to register, making sure people understand that in addition to election day voting, that they can vote early and vote by mail, and making sure that we're aware of the deadlines for that. Mobilizing youth and first-time voters, whether they're new to their local community or new to Rhode Island, it's important that young people and new Rhode Islanders, first-time voters, understand when and how and where they can register to vote and update their information. Making information available in multiple languages as well. We have a very diverse state in Rhode Island, and so it's important to have voter education materials available in multiple languages. Addressing access, both from a physical access and a geographical access perspective as well. We advocate for polling places and information that is accessible to all Rhode Islanders, regardless of their physical ability, where they live, the language that they speak. No one should have any barriers to exercising their right to vote. And then helping community organizations mobilize everyone, regardless of their political affiliation, regardless of whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, unaffiliated, everyone should exercise their vote and be counted as part of the decision-making process. And that we don't do this alone. We work closely with other community organizations, community leaders, the Secretary of State's office, and Board of Elections. It's a collaborative effort to make sure that everyone uses their vote, both registers to vote, and then shows up either on election day or during early voting, or by mailing their vote in. So more information can be found at UnitedWeVoteRI.org. and we hope that you'll cast your vote during this election season. Pat?
Well, first of all, I want to thank the Chino Public Radio for this evening. It has been spectacular. The weather, the companionship, the food, but the hospitality and the general aura, if you will, tonight was we all let our hair down. There were some opponents, bitter political opponents, in the same room tonight, sharing some spectacular food and conversation in a manner which really speaks to what should be the power of American democracy, which is, while we may have our bitter differences at times, we all come together for our community. We live, as I mentioned earlier this evening, in a state that many live to vacation to. And while we have our own challenges, the way we overcome those challenges is A, through community, and B, through a participatory democracy that truly exists here. There are opportunities for grassroots organizations. There is opportunities for folks in the old line political parties. There is opportunity here, but you don't have that opportunity if folks simply don't participate in the elections. We've got a primary coming up in just a few weeks, September 10th. Attendance and voting at primaries is historically low, yet you've got incredibly important opportunities in cities like Pawtucket, the United States Senate, the school committee in the city of Providence, which is actually going to a popular vote for a portion of the committee for the first time ever. These are the type of races that will change our community forever. Your failure to participate is really a disappointment to yourself. The people that we elect will make decisions given the changes in technology, given the changes in industry, given the changes in Rhode Island of itself, which will affect generations. That's not an obtuse group of people. They're your generation, your children, their children, your future. Everyone in this state has an investment in the state of Rhode Island. We are all shareholders. So get out there, exercise your rights. Remember, if you don't understand your civil rights, you cannot fight them for them. And your opportunity starts September 10th. It happens in November, and I just want to put on the radar, there's going to be an election for a constitutional convention. Regardless of whether you support that or you oppose it, you need to make that statement, because that process will forever change the state of Rhode Island.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Carlos López Estrada y yo estoy participando en la barbacoa política de Latino Public Radio. Y estamos aquí porque todos creemos que ejercer el derecho del voto es una de las más importantes responsabilidades que tenemos como participantes en el gobierno local, estatal y federal. El doctor Larry habló de que la organización United Way of Rhode Island está promoviendo una red UnitedWeVoteRI.org, a donde usted puede obtener información sobre los candidatos desde el presidente hasta el concejal de su ciudad o su vecindario, y usted puede encontrar la información de que quiénes son los que están corriendo para oficina, cuáles son las posiciones de esas personas, cuáles son las metas que quieren alcanzar esas personas cuando sean electos. Ahí es donde la comunidad de nosotros se puede informar sobre los temas que son importantes para nosotros. Tenemos organizaciones como Latino Public Radio que por años nos ha brindado la información que necesitamos para hacer decisiones importantes en nuestra vida. Y en este año, el 2024, es un año presidencial. Eso indica de que estamos votando para un presidente nuevo, o reelegimos al que está, al que existe. También estamos eligiendo a nuestros concejales, organizaciones de recursos de escuela. Tenemos también representantes y senadores estatales que están en elección también. Nosotros hacemos esto porque queremos enseñar la importancia de uno envolverse en el proceso. Si uno no participa en el proceso, entonces uno está fallando como su responsabilidad como un ciudadano, como un participante de nuestra comunidad. Que usted sea republicano, que sea independiente, que sea demócrata, No importa, lo que importa es que usted salga a votar y oír su voz, que su voz sea oída. Y nosotros le urgimos a todos de que salgan a votar, porque ese es el derecho de nosotros y es deber cívico de nosotros también. Y ahora quiero presentarles al concejal de la ciudad de Providence, concejal Juan Pichardo.
Muchas gracias, Carlos. Es un gran placer estar aquí con ustedes esta noche, en particularmente en la barbacoa de Latino Public Radio, una corporación con United Way, que es un tema tan importante para nuestras comunidades hispanas y también para el estado de Rhode Island. Sabemos que nuestra democracia depende de qué es el voto de las personas. Se habla de que el voto es el poder que uno tiene personalmente y hay que ejercerlo. Nosotros como comunidades aquí en el estado de Rhode Island hemos participado por décadas ya de que nosotros necesitábamos una voz a nivel de gobierno, a nivel federal, a nivel estatal, municipal y también de las escuelas. Pues nosotros los hemos podido hacer, hay que continuar a hacer eso, ejercer su voto. No importa su afiliación de partido, la importancia es que participen, porque se ha dicho que la persona que se queda en su casa en realidad está votando. En realidad no está ejerciendo ese voto y está dando un voto que en realidad está dejando a los otros que elijan esos candidatos. Por eso es que es tan sumamente importante de que nosotros como ciudadanos, y especialmente los inmigrantes que han llegado acá de diferentes países a nivel nacional, de que han luchado para llegar aquí a los Estados Unidos, igualmente que han luchado para estudiar ese examen, para hacerse ciudadano y después tomar esa juramentación. Y es, con eso vienen ciertas responsabilidades. Eso es el derecho a votar, de elegir a nuestras personas, que son las personas que nos representan a nivel de gobierno, igualmente una participación cívica. Aquí en la ciudad de Providence y en el estado de Rhode Island, tenemos ciertas elecciones, como Carlos acaba de indicar. En la ciudad de Providence, en particularmente, como Carlos estaba indicando, soy ahora concejal en la ciudad de Providence, soy el presidente pro tempore del concejal aquí en la ciudad capital de la ciudad de Providence, en el estado de Rhode Island. Pero en la ciudad de Cranston y otras ciudades hay elecciones importantes municipal, igualmente para la los comités de escolar. Así que es importante de que nosotros todos les exhortamos a todos ustedes que salgan a votar. Y le comendo mucho a la organización United Way por hacer este tipo de apoyo y también la importancia de participar cívicamente. Gracias.
Gracias.
Y así lo voy a decir también en inglés ahorita un poco más. I'm going to say a few words in English later on if you like. Well, certainly because I think it's important that we, as we continue to grow in different languages, this I'm sure that this program with Latino Public Radio having this special section every year that there's an election. And I commend United Way for really putting this partnership together, because I think it's so important that we emphasize the right to vote. You know, we as a country, many of us take it for granted that we have that liberty. In other countries, they're fighting right now. There's wars that don't have that luxury. You know, we just had an election, quote-unquote, out in Latin America that, you know, they're still contesting, and wars out in Europe. So, but here people come to the United States to ensure that at least they have a better life. But then if they do come as a permanent resident, they study for that famous exam that, you know, to become a U.S. citizen, to take the oath. And they have a responsibility, not only for their family, but also to participate civically. And, you know, we have the privilege of voting for our president at the federal level, for governors at the local state level, at the municipal level, whether in Cranston, Providence, and other cities, but also for the school district. Public service is a duty that we all have to embrace, because any time of the day that you can decide, I'm going to make a difference, that's what we have to do. And people can make a difference while they have the right to vote. Oftentimes we hear that at the end of an election cycle, less than 35%, 40% people vote. That means over 60% people stay home and don't vote. The reality is when people don't vote, that's actually voting and giving other people the decision making. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's so important that we continue these type of campaigns to ensure that we increase that voter participation and exercise that vote. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you for your service in Providence and previously in the General Assembly. You know, you've taken public service to heart and appreciate the way that you've put yourself out there to positively impact our communities. If we have time, I'd love to hear one thing that gives each of you hope, whether it's conversations that you've been part of tonight or in general on the campaign trail or in service. What's one thing that gives you hope this election season? Whoever wants to go first. Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I'll go first. Folks in our generation, you're younger, but our generation, wait often...
I'm young, too. Don't take my driver's license.
That's okay. We'll take you in as a young generation.
They often are quick to criticize, as the movie goes, the youth. And the youth aren't doing this and the youth aren't doing that. I will tell you, as someone who's an independent reporter, who covers, as I like to say, some of the finest protests in Rhode Island, that the youth on all sides of the political spectrum have never been more engaged. Full disclosure, I'm involved with the Libertarian Party nationally, and we have an entire generation of young people who are focusing on values of freedom, personal responsibility, and self-ownership. If for folks who really... advocated for and pioneered and were successful in the non-committed, if you will, issue surrounding the Democratic Party nomination process, there are hundreds, if not more, of youth here in Rhode Island who participated in that, organized politically, executed a grassroots campaign that made national news. Rhode Island made national news. Mm. What do these two have in common, despite the fact that they occupy vastly different sides of the political spectrum? First of all, there's a significant overlap in areas like personal freedom, criminal justice reform. But for tonight's conversation, the most important part is they are both sides are spectacularly well-informed. Mm-hmm. They're focusing largely on issues, not emotions. Mm-hmm. And that's a lesson some of us folks could take some time. Mm-hmm. Because whether it be the variety of wars, whether it be economic issues, whether it be body autonomy, whether it be civil rights, whether it be the role of policing in the community, all of them have taken a very visible stake in that. And I think that portends well for this country. Rhode Island is unique. It was the Angelica Infante Green, the Commissioner of Education, say, pointed out to me that there are more languages spoken in Providence school system than there are in the New York City school system. Mm-hmm. We are the melting pot, and for a variety of reasons, Rhode Island is a wonderful place for newly arrived Americans to come to. And when you look at the totality of that picture, despite all the challenges we face now, I see a bright future.
Thank you for sharing.
El doctor Larry mencionó de que qué es lo que nos da esperanza a nosotros para el futuro, especialmente en términos de las elecciones que vienen. Y para mí es el entusiasmo con quien las personas que acaban de venir a este país y se han hecho ciudadanos quieren participar en el proceso electoral. Nosotros, muchos de nosotros venimos de países latinoamericanos donde nosotros vemos que las elecciones no valen si la persona encargada o en poder no quiere que valgan. Entonces, es refrescante venir a un país donde se respeta la ley y se respeta el deseo del pueblo de elegir a personas. Y aunque estemos de acuerdo o no de acuerdo, nosotros respetamos la decisión del pueblo. Y nosotros tenemos que aceptar que nosotros como ciudadanos, como participantes de este país, tenemos una obligación a participar en el proceso electoral. Porque como el concejal Pichardo mencionó, uno puede ir a votar, y eso es activamente votando, pero también el acto de no ir a votar le da más poder a otras personas que sí votan. Entonces, uno mismo se está quitando su voz. por no participar. Mm-hmm. Y al fin del día, este país nos otorga tantas libertades que tomamos en todo aspecto de nuestra vida, que nosotros como personas y participantes de este país debemos de tomar la responsabilidad de ir a votar muy seria y ejercer ese derecho para hacer nuestras voces oídas, porque tantas personas han luchado, han muerto por este derecho para nosotros. Y con eso pues concluyo mis palabras esta noche. Le doy gracias a Reinaldo por su programa aquí con Latino Public Radio y por todos los que han participado esta noche. Hemos tenido demócratas, hemos tenido republicanos, hemos tenido independientes, libertarians, tenemos todas personas de diferentes partidos políticos participando, y lo que todos tenemos en común es que queremos que nosotros participemos en este proceso. So, con eso le doy buenas noches a todos y despaso al concejal Pichardo.
Muchas gracias. Sí, siguiendo esa pregunta que el doctor Larry Warner hace, es de que la esperanza para mí ha sido la nominación de Kamala Harris como presidente, como presidenta, porque dándole el logro que yo vi con el presidente Biden y antes cuando era senador, yo creo que siendo ella la persona que fue ahora y va a ser nominada como la candidata del Partido Demócrata, da una gran esperanza para muchos, porque yo creo que los derechos que muchos hemos valorado, y particularmente las mujeres. Yo sé que soy padre de una niña, una joven, y represento muchas, que yo creo que habemos y vemos esos derechos a veces que se están deteriorando. Y yo creo que es algo bien importante de que esa esperanza de que va a haber una mujer por primera vez en los Estados Unidos, posiblemente sea electa, y que haya una tremenda entusiasmo para esas personas como mujeres, pero también personas minoritarias, como lo vimos con Obama. Creo que el país está evolucionando, creo que el país está viendo un poco más de diversidad de lenguajes, de cultura, y es algo bien positivo. So what I was saying is that the question Dr. Warner indicated in terms of what gives me hope, and the hope was that the selection of Kamala Harris as the nominee for the presidency, you know, giving President Biden his due of the great work he's done with when he was Vice President Obama and then President. But I think the hope is because having Kamala Harris as the nominee of the Democratic Party is because, you know, over the years, some rights have been a challenge over time. And I think that for women in particularly, and I know as a father to a young lady, I think that gives me hope that at least a woman is strong enough, is smart enough, is also ready to lead, but also gives an opportunity to really give more of that inspiration to a very diverse America, different languages, different culture. And I think that that gives me tremendous, tremendous hope. Because at the end of the day, no matter what happens, I think that the dynamic and the energy that gave me from that perspective gives me a tremendous hope. So thank you for having us. And I don't know if we're wrapping up, but if I may too.
Yep.
Oh, are you going to have more questions?
I haven't shared my thoughts.
Oh, okay. No,
but,
absolutely.
I mean, but you can certainly wrap us up.
Not wrap you up, but at least
you have
from
a question
my
too?
End. No, just wanted to, once again, thank you for this roundtable, or at least Latino Public Radio and Reinaldo and United Way. This is so important because I think it's so, we take it for granted. People got to get out there, you know, in September and November. 2024 is going to be another remarkable year. So mm-hmm. Keep up the hope. Let's get it. You know, let's get out there mm-hmm. and build the enthusiasm.
Yeah, thank you so much, Councilman. Yeah. So what gives me hope is all of the things that the three of you shared. And in the process of Kamala Harris being nominated for the presidency, it was a result of a very difficult conversation within the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a lot of concern, a lot of national and state level and local level conversations. But the one thing that it showed was that people cared so much about democracy and about our country that they spoke up when they weren't feeling secure or confident with the path that we are on. And a few years ago, I had the opportunity to moderate a discussion about the documentary American Creed, where the folks who recorded the documentary, they traveled the country, they talked to people from different backgrounds about their journey to becoming a U.S. citizen, their experience in America, from the rural communities in the Midwest to suburbia to urban communities. And one of the quotes that stood out to me the most was that loving your country, and I'm paraphrasing it, but loving your country doesn't mean kind of accepting status quo. You have to love your country so much that you speak up when things aren't going right. And that's a loose paraphrasing, but the general idea is consistent with the message that we've heard tonight, that democracy is not a spectator sport. And the way that you voice your concern or your support is through your vote. And so for that, we want to ensure that everyone who's eligible to vote registers to vote, knows the deadlines and the timeline for early voting, for mail ballot voting, for election day and primary election as well. That's part of our process that is unfortunately even less participated in than election day. Primary elections, so many races are decided during the primary that when people show up at the polls on in the general election, they don't realize that the decision's already been made for them. So it's important to participate in all levels of the electoral process, national or presidential, federal. We've had some U.S. senatorial candidates tonight, state level officers, and local elections at the city council and the school committee as well. So I'm encouraged that we've had some really reflective and difficult conversations within the parties, and more conversations to be had as well. But I'm really optimistic about the possibilities if people exercise their vote, and which is their voice, and use their power to either express their support or their discontent with the path that we're on. So you have a, I don't know if anyone else has any thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to throw in, there is legislation afoot. I mentioned it earlier in our conversations with Secretary of State Gregor Moore. Last year it was Bill 7766. Rhode Island's one of the more difficult states in the nation to form a political party, and that's a legacy that the current administration, the current House and Senate have been left with. There's legislation afoot which would change that from being 5% of the presidential vote or 5% of the gubernatorial vote to 2% of any statewide office, including our federal delegation. And so that was not sponsored by a group of individual folks, myself included. And it's a voter participation bill. It's an involvement bill. And it's an engagement bill. It's not any one political party. To his eternal credit, we have a Secretary of State right now who embraces civics in a way that I've never seen before in electoral office. And that's not a shot, if you will, at prior inhabitants of that office. But Greg Amore lives civil liberties on his sleeve. It's probably tattooed under it's his office embodies that in a way that, and I, in my private political world off camera, I deal with Secretary of State around the nation. Most of them are good people, but there's nothing like what's going on right now. So if this legislation, which is endorsed by the Secretary of State, you could see a very different political world here in Rhode Island in a handful of years, in which you grow from two significant parties into a four or five party atmosphere, which I believe will breed voter engagement across ethnic communities, across interests, across virtually every aspect of American politics. And then, boy, then will primaries matter. And that's why we need to engage people into this early process so that they recognize and maybe are a little bit affronted by the fact that there are dozens of races in Rhode Island that are going unopposed. And some of the inhabitants of those offices currently are very good people. Mm-hmm. And they probably would be reelected regardless of their opposition. But opposition breeds. You've seen it here tonight. The, you know, the if you will, the spiritual home of ideas is engagement like tonight, where there are some very different philosophies on display, ranging everything from economics to foreign policy. All right here within one, well, one studio here, an outdoor studio in Cranston, Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And that's what needs to be fostered. And the first step of that is voter engagement. The first step of that is get out to vote. And again, I as well will join in the chorus here in citing United Way for their obvious desire to bring communities together. And this is ways that you do that the United Way is famous for generations. And now there's a relatively newish way that they're doing it, by bringing people into the process. And that's what creates community. And I think that's ultimately what United Way stands for. So I applaud your efforts.
Thank you, Pat.
So I'd like to say that, you know, it's been a pleasure to participate as part of this Latino Public Radio political barbecue. You know, as we close this show tonight, I agree with Pat. You know, we've seen people from all sides of the aisle come here, and, you know, some of them are bitter political adversaries, but they came here and united to get the message out that it's important for us to come out and vote. It's important for us to participate, and it's important for us to educate ourselves about the process and about the candidates and about the issues. Now I'm just going to translate into Spanish. Lo que hemos visto esta noche es de que hemos tenido participantes de diferentes partidos, personas que han sido contrincantes fuertes en diferentes elecciones. Llegar aquí a la estación de Latino Public Radio y participar en la barbacoa política para el bienestar y beneficio de la comunidad, para compartir sus posiciones, compartir sus temas, compartir las metas que ellos quieren llegar si son electos. Y también es una manera en que nosotros podemos educarnos y podemos participar en el proceso electoral. So, para mí, como un inmigrante y como un latino, ha sido un placer participar en este programa esta noche. Concejal.
Bueno, siempre es un placer, siempre en buena compañía. Lo importante siempre es de tener esa colaboración en nuestras comunidades. Yo soy particularmente bien entusiasta de ver este tipo de participación. Yo, como veterano de las Fuerzas Armadas aquí en los Estados Unidos, que creo que juega un gran papel, sabemos que cuando un soldado sirve en la Fuerza Armada, sirve las familias. Entonces eso es bien importante de tener en la mente, que tienen que participar en salir a votar, tienen que participar en ser electos, porque esa es la democracia. Así que le digo que salgan a votar. Igualmente lo voy a decir en inglés. For me, it's tremendously to see this type of partnership with Latino Public Radio United Way, because as a veteran myself, I served in the Air Force, Air National Guard. I think that it's so important to highlight that, because the fact is that when a young man or young woman gets to serve and then they get called overseas, the whole family serves. And that's that sort of thought that people should keep in mind, that we are all making these decisions. When a young person, whether in school, whether serving in the military, all of us are making that sort of direct vote. And that is when we elect our elected officials, and particularly at the national level or local level, because the whole family serves. And that is so important. And so this partnership, along with Latino Public Radio, with United Way, and many more elected officials, as Carlos just indicated, this is what the market is all about. It's ideas. This is not personal. Mm-hmm. You know, we've won and we've lost elections, but we come back. Service is within us until we die. Because just like as Pat was indicating, just started a foundation about water for homelessness. I think that that's so important. That at any time, someone can start something to give back to the community. And the way we do it is get out the vote. It's the simplest thing. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure to be part of this final discussion. And we hope that everyone has had an opportunity to learn about the candidates tonight at the national level, the state level, local level, and the importance of using your vote, your voice, your power,
So on behalf of United Way of Rhode Island, I want to say thank you to Latino Public Radio for the opportunity to partner on this special broadcast, and our final guest, Council President Pro Tempore Juan Pichardo from the City of Providence, Carlos Lopez Estrada, distinguished record of public service as well. Thank you for being here and for your past service today. And Pat Ford from the Coalition Network Radio, thank you for all that you do in so many aspects of service. Larry Warner, Chief Impact and Equity Officer with United Way, thank you so much. Have a good night.
LPR, porque tu voz es tu voto. No hay pretexto. Si quieres un cambio, tienes que votar. LPR te recuerda a votar en estas elecciones primarias de Rhode Island. Haz que tu voz cuente. Acude hoy a las urnas y vota.